Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Does Thomas S. Monson meet the qualifications for the miracle of forgiveness? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are wrapping up our study of the book, The Miracle of Forgiveness, written by 12th President Spencer W. Kimball. And even though you can find all of these past broadcasts on our website at mrm.org, if you are interested in a CD of all the shows in order, because if you go on the web, they're all backwards. They're the most recent show is at the top, and then the beginning is near the bottom, and it's also interspersed by some other shows that we've done. But if you would like this complete study, and there, we've done over 40 shows on this book, we do have a CD that is available. All you need to do is go to mrm.org and go to our bookstore, and it will be listed there. 16th President Thomas S. Monson made this statement. He said, "President Spencer W. Kimball has always been a prolific worker. He spent several summers working on a book which he later entitled The Miracle of Forgiveness. As one reads the book, particularly the first portion, one wonders if anyone will make it to the celestial kingdom. However, in reading the final portion, it is apparent that, with effort, all can qualify." Now, this is taken from Thomas Monson's book on the Lord's Errand, The Memoirs of Thomas S. Monson, which came out in 1985, and it can be found on page 342. We would like to wrap up our study of the miracle of forgiveness by asking the question, does Thomas Monson really qualify for that forgiveness as it has been stated by his predecessor, the 12th President, Spencer W. Kimball, in his book, The Miracle of Forgiveness?
On page 25, Kimball lists a number of sins, including flattery, backbiting, foolishness, slothfulness, idolatry, anger. In fact, he lists more than 90 sins. My question is Thomas Monson free of these more than 90 sins listed on page 25?
Does President Monson always serve the Mormon God with, quote, a total heart, might, mind, and strength, as Kimball says he must be served on page 98?
Has Thomas Monson overcome all of his thought sins, according to what Kimball wrote on page 103?
In Kimball's Parable of the Officer and Soldier on page 164 in The Miracle of Forgiveness, can we assume that Monson, who we know plays the role of the soldier, because all humans play the role of the soldier, the officer being the Mormon God, and in this story, the soldier is told to carry this message, the proverbial message, of course, being keeping all the commandments. Can we assume that Thomas Monson has gone beyond trying to deliver this proverbial message and is actually keeping all the commandments, as that parable implies?
Are we to believe that Thomas S. Monson has no unclean thing in his life that he writes about on page 166, and he's quoting from Alma 11:37, which says, "And if I say unto you again that he cannot save them in their sins, for I cannot deny his word, and he hath said that no unclean thing can inherit the kingdom of heaven, therefore how can ye be saved except ye inherit the kingdom of heaven? Therefore ye cannot be saved in your sins."
Has Thomas Monson abandoned every evil habit and weakness while in the flesh here on earth, as Kimball states is necessary for the Latter-day Saint on page 168?
And on page 176, Kimball asks the question, can a person permanently discontinue sinning? So I have to ask the question, can Thomas Monson really state that he has permanently discontinued sinning?
Is Thomas Monson really living all of the commandments, as Kimball says is necessary on page 208?
And then on page 209, Has President Monson triumphed or overcome all of his sins, as Kimball said he must do? Also, has President Monson attained the achievable goal of perfection?
If not, can Thomas Monson really have what Kimball said is a complete forgiveness, as he states on page 212?
And does President Thomas Monson consider himself to be a Superman? Because on page 286, he said a person must become a Superman. Does he really believe he is perfect as his Father in heaven is perfect, as he quotes from Matthew 5:48?
And as we saw through the book, Kimball loves to quote Matthew 5:48, "Be therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect," as if Jesus was really speaking about sinless perfection. And of course, that's not what Jesus was talking about at all. We ask the question, since forgiveness is not granted merely for the asking, as Spencer Kimball says on page 325, has Thomas Monson performed all of the works necessary to be forgiven? Unlike most Mormons, who can only experience forgiveness after weeks, years, and even centuries, does Thomas Monson have the, quote, positive assurance that the Lord has forgiven him right now? Does Thomas Monson have that kind of assurance that he is forgiven of all his sins right now, as Kimball said on page 325?
And has Thomas Monson totally repented? Have his errors been forsaken fully and wholly, mentally as well as physically, as he wrote on page 333, "That must be done"?
Has Thomas Monson reached the point of no return to sin, where the desire or urge to sin is cleared out of his life? Now, this is what Spencer Kimball says a Latter-day Saint must accomplish on page 355 of The Miracle of Forgiveness. These are just a few of many questions that we have, because many Latter-day Saints that we've talked to give us the impression that their leaders have certainly accomplished everything that they are supposed to do. They are the great examples to the rest of the flock. And we have actually had Mormons tell us that their leaders have done these things. Seriously? Are we seriously to assume that a man like Thomas Monson, a man like the rest of us, a sinful, fallen human being, has actually done what Spencer Kimball says must be done in his book, The Miracle of Forgiveness, if a Mormon hopes to receive forgiveness from their God? I would venture to say, no, he hasn't. And any Latter-day Saint who thinks he has, then I have to ask you that question also. Well, if he can do it, why aren't you doing it? If Thomas Monson can accomplish all of these insurmountable tasks that Spencer Kimball has laid down for the Mormon people, if he has done it, then why aren't all Latter-day Saints doing it?
Well, and Thomas Monson's quote from his book, I find to be very interesting, because he says the first portion, one wonders, if you're reading this book, if anyone will make it to the celestial kingdom. And certainly there are a lot of hard things in the first half of the book, but Bill, I'm going to say that I think there are even tougher things through the second half of the book. I mean, I just open up to page 360, the chapter before the close, chapter 22, and that chapter was God Will Forgive, and he says we can hardly be too forceful in reminding people that they cannot sin and be forgiven, and then sin again and again and expect repeated forgiveness. The Lord anticipated the weakness of man, which would return him to his transgression, and he gave this revelation and warning. And this is the revelation that Joseph Smith received supposedly from God, D&C 82:7. And it says, "And now verily I say unto you, I, the Lord, will not lay any sin to your charge. Go your ways and sin no more. But unto that soul who sinneth shall the former sins return, saith the Lord your God." What kind of condemnation here to be able to say that you've done it? As we're saying, has Thomas Monson done this? I think most Latter-day Saints who are listening to this right now know they haven't done it. And D&C 82:7 sits as condemnation for their eternal souls.
And we don't want to give the impression that Thomas Monson is some immoral person. I'm sure he's a very nice guy who probably, like many Latter-day Saints, is trying very hard to be a very good person as well.
But trying's not good enough, according to Spencer Kimball.
Trying is not good enough, exactly. He's got to do it, as in the parable of the officer and the soldier. What I find fascinating, though, is how Kimball ends his book. He ends it by quoting Matthew 11, where it reads, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." What Kimball says about this verse is just incredible to me, given the fact that we have just gone through seeing exactly how he interprets this.
Yep.
He says at the very end of the book, this is the last paragraph, "It is my hope and prayer that men and women everywhere will respond to this gentle invitation."
Gentle.
"And thus let the Master work in their individual lives the great miracle of forgiveness." Folks, if you go through this book and you read it chapter by chapter, as we have, you will find that the invitation that Jesus gives is, yes, very gentle. When he says to come unto me, if you labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. But the way Spencer Kimball has interpreted the requirements for forgiveness and ultimately exaltation or eternal life, as they understand it, it is anything but a gentle invitation. It is a harsh, harsh invitation, and one that must be met by a number of requirements that are certainly impossible for any Latter-day Saint to meet.
I didn't come up with this, but I've heard this said before. Maybe you know who said this, Bill, but the book, The Miracle of Forgiveness, involves neither a miracle nor forgiveness.
If this book is true, there is no miracle of forgiveness, because nobody is accomplishing the things that Spencer Kimball has laid down in this book.
And I don't even think, as we said, and you said probably Thomas Monson's a very moral person, but not even he can have done everything that Spencer
Kimball's. No Latter-day Saint has met these requirements. Spencer Kimball himself did not meet these requirements. That is our humble prayer for Latter-day Saints everywhere, to come to Jesus on the terms that he has given. In fact, the terms that are in Matthew 11, recognizing that he has paid the total debt for mankind's sin. There is nothing that we can add to what he accomplished on the cross at Calvary.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Viewpoint on Mormonism is a radio show dedicated to discussing the differences between Mormonism and Christianity in a loving, gentle format. Sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry, this show's goal is to look carefully at the Bible and determine whether or not the beliefs, as taught by the leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, correspond to truth. Now, whether you're a Latter-day Saint or a Christian, you can contact us and even ask a question that we could answer in a future show. Here's how. Email us at contact@mrm.org. Again, that's contact@mrm.org. And if you're a Christian who would like to financially support this radio ministry, you can do that as well. Just go to our website, www.mrm.org, and go to the right top button called Donate. This ministry cannot exist without the financial support of our friends and listeners, and we are grateful to everyone who plays a vital role in what we do. Again, that's mrm.org. We're glad to be on the air and providing this information to you.